Begrunnelsen for hvorfor ICAN tildelt årets Nobelpris. Klassisk pris har det blitt kalt. Her kommer Berit Reise Andersen.
Your Majesties, Your Royal Highnesses, representatives of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons, ICAN, has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017. On behalf of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, I take great pleasure in congratulating ICAN on its award. ICAN is receiving the award for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition of such weapons. ICAN's efforts have given new momentum to the process of abolishing nuclear weapons. This year's Peace Prize follows in a tradition of awards that have honored efforts against the proliferation of nuclear weapons and for nuclear disarmament. 12 Peace Prizes have been awarded in whole or in part for this type of peace work. The first went to Philip Nolan Baker in 1959 and the recent award to Barack Obama in 2009, and now this year to ICAN. On 2 days in August 1945, the world experienced the terrible destructive force of nuclear weapons for the first time. The bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki instantly killed at least 140,000 people, the vast majority of whom were civilians. Hiroshima was utterly destroyed and large sections of Nagasaki were laid in ruins. But death was not finished with Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. The death toll continued to rise significantly in the years that followed, and survivors are still today suffering from the effects of radiation. The devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki has taught us that nuclear weapons are so dangerous and inflict so much agony and death on civilian populations that they must never ever be used again. Today's nuclear weapons are tremendously more destructive than the bombs that were dropped in Japan in 1945. A nuclear war could kill millions of people, dramatically alter the climate and the environment for much of the planet, and destabilize societies in a way never before seen by humanity. The notion of a limited nuclear war is an illusion. Nuclear weapons do not distinguish between military and civilian targets. Used in war, they would impact disproportionately on the civilian population, inflicting vast, unnecessary suffering. It is virtually impossible for civilians to protect themselves against catastrophic consequences of nuclear attack. The use of nuclear weapons, or even the threat of using them, is therefore unacceptable by any grounds, whether humanitarian, moral, or legal. Despite all this, the case is that the global balance of military powers is maintained by nuclear weapons. The logic of this balance of terror rests on the proposition that nuclear weapons are such a deterrent that no one would dare to attack a nuclear-armed state. The deterrent effect is said to be so strong that it alone has prevented war between the nuclear powers for the last 70 years. The empirical basis for this assumption is highly debatable. It cannot be claimed with any certainty that deterrence has worked as intended. It is also worth keeping in mind that nuclear deterrence requires a credible threat to actually use nuclear weapons. The weapons exist so that they can, if necessary, be deployed. A number of international agreements and treaties being and limit the possession and development of nuclear weapons. The most important of these is the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, or NPT. It takes considerable military and political insight to fully understand all the treaties, agreements, and international legal instruments that regulate armament and arms control. The views that dominate the political debate are those of the great powers and powerful alliance. ICAN arose as a protest against the established order. Nuclear weapon issues are not solely a question to be addressed by governments, nor a matter for experts or high-level politicians. Nuclear weapons concern everyone, and everybody is entitled to an opinion. ICAN has succeeded in generating fresh engagement among ordinary people in the campaign against nuclear weapons. The organization's acronym is perhaps not a coincidence. ICAN. ICAN's main message is that the world can never be safe as long as we have nuclear weapons. The message resonates with millions of people who perceive that the threat of nuclear war is greater than it has been for a long time, not least to the situation in North Korea. Another major concern of ICAN is that the current international legal order is inadequate to deal with the nuclear weapons problem. The entry into force of the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1970 was an historical breakthrough. It gave formal status to the nuclear powers of the day, the United States, the Soviet Union, United Kingdom, France, and China, as states with the legal right to possess nuclear weapons. All other countries that acceded to the treaty pledged, in so doing, not to acquire such weapons. In return, the legally recognized nuclear weapon states undertook to begin negotiations in good faith to seek nuclear disarmament. The very core of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and both sides of it must be honored to maintain the treaty's legitimacy. But ladies and gentlemen, it is no exaggeration to say that the nuclear weapon states have only to a limited degree honored this pledge and the disarmament commitment they made in the NPT. Let me remind you that in the year 2000, the NPT Review Conference stated that the treaty calls for an unequivocal undertaking by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their arsenals, leading to nuclear disarmament. International law perspective, the five legally recognized nuclear weapon states and their allies have thus assumed the responsibility to help achieve disarmament and a world free of nuclear weapons. If the disarmament process had been carried out as intended, ICAN's struggle for a treaty-based ban on nuclear weapons would be unneeded. It is the lack of progress towards nuclear disarmament that has made the necessity to supplement the Non-Proliferation Treaty with other international legal initiatives and commitments. The NPT applies only to the countries that have acceded to it. India, Pakistan and Israel, which all have nuclear weapons, are not NPT members. Moreover, North Korea, which has carried out six nuclear test explosions, has withdrawn from the treaty. Global nuclear disarmament cannot take place without these countries too participating. Yet they reserve themselves the same right to nuclear weapons as the five states that has acquired such weapons prior to 1970. The five legally recognized nuclear weapon states, for their part, cite the nuclear arsenals for these countries are one of the several arguments.
EA is missing 2 seconds because of noise.
It is part to this vicious cycle that ICAN has advocated a universal treaty-based ban on nuclear weapons. ICAN does not accept that the lack of progress towards nuclear disarmament is a realpolitik necessity. ICAN's premise is humanitarian, maintaining that any use of nuclear weapons will cause unacceptable human suffering. Binding international prohibitions have already been established.
EA is missing 2 seconds because of noise.
Landmines and cluster weapons, precisely because of the harm and suffering that these weapons inflict on civilian populations. It defies common sense that nuclear weapons, which are far more dangerous, are not subject to a comparable ban under international law. Pointing out this legal gap was a crucial first step on the road to a prohibition treaty. Another important step was the humanitarian pledge initiated by the Austrian government in December 2014. The pledge is a voluntary national commitment to seek to stigmatize, prohibit, and eliminate nuclear weapons. ICAN has worked resolutely to muster broad international support for the humanitarian pledge. To date, 129 states have signed on to this commitment. ICAN has also been a driving force in efforts to secure a binding international ban of nuclear weapons. On 7 July 2017, a final draft treaty was endorsed by 129 UN member states. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons opened up for signatures this autumn and has been signed so far by 56 states. When 50 or more states have also ratified the treaty, it will become binding under international law and for the signatory state.
EA is missing 2 seconds because of noise.
ICANN is a loose coalition of 468 NGOs from more than 100 countries. It is impressive that ICANN is able to unite so many different groups in support for a common goal and give a voice to millions of people who are convinced that nuclear weapons do not provide security, but insecurity. In awarding this year's Peace Prize to ICANN, the Norwegian Nobel Committee seeks to honor this remarkable endeavor to serve the interest of mankind. The Nobel Committee believes that an international ban on nuclear weapons will be an important and possibly decisive step on the road to a world without nuclear weapons. Such a goal is fully consistent with the essence of Alfred Nobel's will. Ladies and gentlemen, ICANN's support for a global ban on nuclear weapons is not uncontroversial. We must acknowledge that the treaty has powerful opponents, but the idea of prohibiting and abolishing nuclear weapons is neither naive nor is it new. As early as in 1946, in the UN General Assembly's very first resolution, the United Nations called for nuclear disarmament and international nuclear weapons control regime. At the Reykjavik summit in 1986, Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan tried to halt the spiraling nuclear arms race between the two superpowers and came close to concluding an agreement to abolish all long-range missiles. A year and a half earlier, President Reagan had addressed the people of the United States and the Soviet Union directly by saying, "A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. The only value in our two nations possessing nuclear weapons is to make sure they will never be used. But then, would it not be better to do away with them entirely?" Today, it is more important to support this vision. While the global community may trust that no responsible head of state would ever order another nuclear attack, we have no guarantees that it will not happen. Despite international legal commitments, irresponsible leaders can come to power in any nuclear-armed state and become embroiled in serious military conflict that veer out of control. Ultimately, nuclear weapons are controlled by human beings. In spite of advanced security mechanisms and control systems, technical and human errors can occur with potentially catastrophic consequences. Can we be sure that the control systems of the nuclear powers will not someday be sabotaged by hackers acting on the behalf of hostile states, terrorists, or extremists? In short, nuclear weapons are so dangerous that the only responsible course of action is to work for their removal and destruction. Many people think that the vision of a nuclear weapon-free world, global zero, is utopic or even irresponsible. Similar arguments were once used to oppose the treaties banning biological and chemical weapons, cluster weapons, and landmines. Nonetheless, the prohibitions became a reality, and most of these weapons are far less prevalent today as a result. Using them is taboo. Ladies and gentlemen, the Norwegian Nobel Committee is aware that nuclear weapons disarmament presents far greater challenges than disarmament of the types of weapons I just mentioned. But there is no getting around the fact that the nuclear weapon states have committed through the NPT to work towards disarmament. This is the ultimate objective of the treaty. Through its efforts, ICAN has reminded the nuclear weapon states that their commitment entails a genuine obligation, and the time to honor it is now. In his Nobel lecture in 1959, Philip Noel Baker took issue with the widely held opinion that complete nuclear disarmament is impossible to achieve in the real world. He quoted another Peace Prize laureate, Fridtjof Nansen, and he said, "The difficult is what takes a little while, the impossible, what is, takes a little longer." The people of ICAN are impatient and visionary, but they are not naive. ICAN recognizes that the nuclear-armed states cannot eliminate their nuclear weapons overnight. This must be achieved through a mutual, gradual, and verifiable disarmament process. But it is the hope of ICAN and the Norwegian Nobel Committee that an international legal ban and a broad popular engagement will put pressure on all nuclear-armed states and expedite the process. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two persons on the podium today who each in their way are outstanding representatives of the ICAN movement. Madame Setsuko Thurlow, you were 13 years old when you experienced the bombing of Hiroshima. You have devoted your life to bearing witness to the events of 6 August 1945. You see it as your mission to describe the suffering, fear, and death inflicted on your city. No one was spared. Little children, their parents, brothers, sisters, schoolmates, and grandparents were killed. You say that war cannot be waged in this way, and it must never happen again. You do not allow us to forget. Beatrice Finn, you are the executive director of ICAN and have the challenging task of uniting different organizations and interest groups in pursuit of a common goal. You are such a splendid representative of the multitude of idealists who forego an ordinary career and instead devote all of their time and skills to work for achieving a peaceful world. It is an honor to have you here as our guests, and we wish to express our deep felt gratitude for the work that you do. And our tribute also goes to all the individuals and organizations that both of you represent. The decision to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to ICAN has a solid grounding in Alfred Nobel's will. The will specifies three different criteria for awarding the Peace Prize: the promotion of fraternity between nations, the advancement of disarmament and arms control, and the holding and promotion of peace congresses. ICAN works vigorously to achieve nuclear disarmament. ICAN has a majority of UN member states. ICAN and the majority of UN member states have contributed to fraternity between nations by supporting the humanitarian pledge. And through its inspiring and innovative support for the UN negotiations on a nuclear weapon ban treaty, an important role in bringing about what in our day and age is equivalent to an international peace congress. In closing, I would like to quote His Holiness Pope Francis, who recently declared, "Weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear weapons, create nothing but a false sense of security. They cannot constitute the basis for peaceful coexistence between members of the human family, which must rather be inspired by an ethics of solidarity." The Norwegian Nobel Committee shares this view. Moreover, it is a firm conviction that ICAN, more than anyone else, has in the past year given the effort to achieve a world without nuclear weapons a new direction and a new vigor. Thank you very much. I now call upon the representatives of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate to step forward to receive the diploma and the gold medal.
Her kommer altså Cecil Posterlov og Beatrice Fien fram til milepæl på vei mot et stort forbud mot disse grusomme våpnene. Så der gjorde Nobelkomiteen den siste debatt til skamme, at vi absolutt ikke avhengig av den norske regjering og storting, I hvert fall et symbol på det her. Først vil det være lederen for ICAN, Beatrice Fien, som altså svensk, og hun har ledet ICAN sin periode, men først skal vi altså høre John Legend. Oh, my riches, they rob I sold I to the merchant ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
It was John Legend, and before we listen to the chairman of the Nobel Prize Committee in Norway, Berit Reiss-Andersen.